David, good morning.
Good morning.
So, David, what did this study involve?
Yeah, it involved workers from the Department of Human Services here in Victoria who were provided with what we call an intervention, where we provided the height adjustable workstations, but importantly, the associated support. So to be able to enable users of those workstations to set goals for themselves and coach them over a period of time on safe sitting and standing levels throughout the intervention period, which was 3 months, and then we followed them up again at 9 months, so 12 months in total.
And what were the main findings of your research?
Well, we found that the group that got the intervention compared to the control group who didn't get the intervention had substantial reductions in their sitting time over the intervention period of nearly an hour per day reduction in their sitting time. We also saw indications of improvements in what we call risk factors for instance, heart disease and diabetes. So the composite measure of their metabolic risk was lower than compared to the controls after the 12 months, which is an encouraging sign.
Right, that's really nice to hear. What are some of the economic benefits for businesses that adopt standing desks as part of their office designs?
Yeah, and this is the unique aspect of this particular study where we worked with our colleagues at Deakin University to take these findings from what we consider to be a more higher quality type of evidence, a randomised controlled trial, and start to model that to the Australian population. And what we observed that if we could apply what we had seen within the intervention here to even just 20% of the Australian population, there would be substantial cost savings from that intervention through savings in healthcare expenditure, etc., indicating that the approach is what is considered to be a cost-effective approach, which is potentially good news for employers.
Right. If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Professor David Dunstan about whether standing desks could potentially maybe save your life and, of course, your hip pocket. David, how can the use of standing desks potentially promote better health and well-being amongst the workforce?
Well, I think the important thing to note here is that the standing desk or height adjustable desk is just one of the potential packages that could be followed at the workplace. For instance, holding walking meetings is likely to get more movement throughout the day. But the height adjustable workstations actually provide users with the opportunity to work either in a seated posture or in a standing posture. So I think that the key message here is that those frequent changes of posture throughout the day are going to be good for metabolic health, but also good for musculoskeletal health. Whereas in traditional offices nowadays, where this option is not provided, sitting is the only option for completing work.
Well, it sounds all in good. We've got a lot of health benefits and economic benefits, but how likely are we actually going to see this implemented in places like the workplace or even schools and universities?
Yeah, I think we're actually starting to see some change occurring with some proactive organisations considering that workers' health and well-being is a important consideration for overall productivity of the business. Clearly, there's a longer way to go in terms of making more widespread change. But I guess as more and more organisations are starting to view worker well-being as an important commodity, we're going to start to see a greater proliferation across our organisation.
Right. Well, that's all the time we've got for this morning with you, David. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.